Thank you. The next application is a case 11,739. Upesh Vyas seeks a variance to reduce the front yard setbacks. Sections 115-83.8B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of John J. Williams Highway and Indian Mission Road. The 911 address is 24858 John J. Williams Highway, Millsboro. The zoning district is CR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 269.08. Specifically, they are requesting an 18-foot variance for the front yard setback, a 56.3-foot variance for the canopy, and a 58.9-foot variance for the existing canopy. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
All right, sir. You can step down there and be sworn in, please.
Stephen K. State, name and address for the record.
James Robert Clark, architect, 734 Union Street, Milton.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Ms. Cornwell, can you repeat what the variance is being sought of this one are again?
It's an 18-foot variance for the front for a building addition, and then they want to leave the canopy as is, and the canopy is currently a little over 1 foot from, so it would be a 58.9-foot variance from, I believe, this corner for the canopy, and a 56.3-foot variance from that corner for the canopy. And then it'd be 42 feet from, I believe, this somewhere around here in here for a building addition.
Okay. Yeah, the only one I was seeing was the 18 feet. That's what I was wondering. Thank you.
Okay. The shape of the lot is, as you can see, quite irregular. And it's totally unique in many ways. The canopy is existing. And it remains. DelDOT took the land that makes this requirement from the southwest corner, and when the road was widened, the client bought the land in 2002, and it was done since. And this created the tight setbacks that are there now. The property is of little value unless these setbacks are allowed, as originally and historically used, and it's been there for many years, as it is right now. The property's really too irregular to develop without the variance, and the pumps must remain. One of the things about the pumps, and you can see that big square in the back, if you're aware of the water table there, that those pumps have a lot of concrete on them to hold them in if they ever are, and I just realized this with my engineer the other day, if they were ever moved, they'd start coming up, you know, when they're empty. That's not on here. let's see. So the pumps must remain. We really don't have a lot of places to go. So this is a very tight lot in every way. Nothing was created by the applicant ever. This is a DelDOT thing, and there's no intention here to change the basic traffic flow, except incoming traffic will go through the Food Lion Shopping Center in the future. Right now, it's everywhere, all around that. You can basically just turn in. The question was, will it alter the essential character of the neighborhood? In no way. Is it going to detract from it? This is strictly a commercial property. All the property around it is commercial, except for there's one piece of property in one side I'm not really too sure about. But basically, if you drive down there and look at it, it's a commercial property. We're asking about the minimum variance. This is in no way, this is a this is what we're seeking, is to keep it, this thing the same. We want relief from the circumstances beyond the owner's control. And nothing's going to change here except for the appearance of the building, which is probably going to be the best C-store in Delaware.
Yeah, what brought you here? You're buying the property? This straight?
No, this has been the owner's property since 2002. We're changing ugly building if you go look at it right now.
Okay.
We're going to make it into a nice building, okay?
What brought you here?
What brought me here?
What brought you here? Why did you need the variance? Did you discover the variance?
We were doing this thing. We had no idea that this thing had a variance problem in the existing canopy. Uh-huh. And so we went down to get the building permit, and they said, you got a variance problem.
Oh, okay.
And it was made by DelDOT. It wasn't us now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there fat and happy.
Yeah, we thought we had a building permit, and we had nothing. Okay.
You had absolutely nothing. And this is where you wound up in front of us.
Exactly.
Explain to me again about what you said, that the tanks would rise up.
If you're familiar with this area, the water table is pretty high.
Right.
And so it's a big deal to make pumps like these that actually stay in the ground. So you have to, basically they're boats, okay? So when they get empty, all of them are empty at once, I don't know, it'd probably be fine, but there's a lot of weight, and it's a big deal to make these things.
Okay, so that means the external pumps, you can't move those around too far?
No way, you can't move anything.
So that's the reason behind that?
Yeah.
And DelDOT did this when, in 2002?
Yes. Sir, do you want to be sworn in, please? Then you can.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Jennifer Patriot. I'm 3311 Tangola Road.
Can you spell that for us?
Upesh Vias. UPESA.
Thank you.
Laughlin Vias. VYA.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Now, you want to ask him again?
Yes, sir. I mean, whenever I bought a property, I contacted a previous owner. They said, before I bought it, DelDOT, they took us some land from front in a canopy. That's only that I know,
Okay. It says here, existing building to be removed. Existing building to be removed. It says here.
Well, we're gonna basically do this building over. Yeah.
Okay. Is the building gonna be the same footprint?
No.
No.
Okay. Not gonna be the same footprint.
No. Just within the setbacks.
Within the setbacks. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm trying to get you to go.
They're asking for a variance from the front yard setbacks.
The front yard setback is for
the proposed additions to or the new building. And for the existing canopy. So it would be an 18-foot variance for
the building.
The new building, which
is going to be, according to the drawing, it's going to be more surface area that's going to need the variance than the existing building.
And the existing building does not comply with the setbacks either.
Right.
Gotcha.
Where it says existing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we're looking at a drawing, and it says existing building to be removed.
Right.
And then it shows a new building, and the new building is going to be not diamond shaped, but this shape.
Yes.
And it sits on top of the
right.
tanks.
Right, but
it sits on top of the tanks, which you're calling pumps, but you mean tanks, is that correct?
The pumps are in the front.
Right, and you were talking about the concrete sitting on top of the tanks, and if the was not there, then the water hydraulic pressure would push the tanks up.
Push them right up, yeah.
And you're going to build the building over top of that concrete.
No way.
Well, that's what it's showing. But
That's what it shows.
That's what it shows.
Oh, we're going to build a little bit of it. But what we're going to really do is we're going to build the building up and like this, and then so it doesn't go on top of them. It's cantilevered over.
Like, I know that's where I was going.
I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't get that. Okay, you're right. Yeah.
So that naturally will generate the variances in both sides from the 60-foot that you're going to need. So that'll generate your variances, correct?
Jeez, I guess so, yeah.
One-story block building is 52.6, and then the other is 49.2.
Okay,
you need 60 feet. Okay. All right, that explains that. No other questions.
Okay.
Mr. Workman?
Question.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Miller?
Ms. Cornwall, the existing building appears to be not to encroach as far on the southern property line as the new building. Is that correct?
The existing building is 52.6 feet, and the proposed building would be 42 feet from the property line.
So they are asking for more. Well, they're asking for more of an encroachment on both sides.
They're asking for about 10 feet more on the one side and
about 4 or 5 feet.
A few more on the other side.
Okay. Right. Okay. And you're gonna keep the existing canopy, so there's nothing that's changed there. How long has that building been there? Do you know? I know it's been a long time.
Yeah, forever. 35 years, something like that.
Okay. And you have adequate parking, I take it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. One of the questions for granting a variance is it can't otherwise be developed or it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. So you're suggesting that in order to continue to enable reasonable use of the property, a new store needs to be built. Is that correct?
Yes. This is, as you might guess, a quite valuable piece of property.
And so therefore you need a variance.
Yeah.
Okay. And how is it not created by the applicant? Because it already exists, is that correct?
The canopy absolutely exists. All the pumps exist, yeah.
Okay. No other questions.
All right.
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Did I understand where is ingress and egress from? Will it be off from 24 and Route 5?
I can show you.
Well, I'm looking at the survey here, but
I know, but the survey's not.
I thought you had said something earlier about the Food Line parking lot would be.
Yes, because right now he's got actually three accesses to the Food Line parking lot. They don't show
so
on
just
here.
Just tell me what's going to be the access from here.
From now on, yeah. I can show you.
Okay.
I actually drew it. We didn't know this at the time, but it's because of the distance that, between ABC requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're kind of strict, 0.9 miles.
Okay.
All right, so mm-hmm. we went over and measured it, and we found out that this access right here allows us to do it.
And you're speaking that way, you will.
Okay, yeah. So this access back here in the back that's existing allows us to get the 0.9 miles that we need in order to make this thing happen with the ABC.
Okay.
Can you show us up there so we can see it?
Can you go up on the map?
Is it that one?
Oh, yeah, that one. Sure. There's an access right here. This right here.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the only one that we can use and still get our 0.9 miles from the next.
So there'll be no direct access from Route 24?
No, not out.
Right.
Not in.
How about from Route 5?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
So
just in. That's
okay.
It. You get ingress.
You're only going in, okay. But not out.
Right. So we're actually making it a lot better for everybody. I mean, in a lot of ways.
So, and you're saying that's part of the reason that you need to reconfigure this property?
Right.
To make it usable.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Yeah, I've got some. You mentioned that the existing, I guess it's the existing building and canopy have been there a long time. It,
Do you have a year? Do you know when that was? I mean, I'm just wondering if it predates zoning or not.
Probably. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't think anybody knows.
And do you know how much DelDOT took when they took their...
I have no.
Have you explored moving the building further to the rear so that it's... You've got more space there?
You start getting into that pump thing, you know, the tanks. You can't do it. You really can't do anything but what I did.
Have you looked at making the building smaller?
Well, you know, we got to...
And the one that... I ask that because the one that's there now is fairly small.
It's really tiny. Yeah, it's only, what, 1,000 square feet or something.
Okay. Well, the one that you're proposing looks to be...
Five.
So... I mean, that's a pretty significant jump, and you know, one of the things this board has to look at is whether or not you can either minimum variance to afford relief, and I guess the question is are there other development options as far as placement of this or development of it that you can do?
I've been working on this thing for 2 years trying to get it to do something that actually works, because you have to actually deliver gas and oil to these tanks in the back, and really, I, you know, the building is so weird shaped because of that.
And staff can address the zoning. The property was just recently rezoned to CR1. Prior to that, it was zoned AR1, and the use did not have a conditional use. It just existed, so the use has been there for a very long time.
So. You're developing the property primarily around the existing storage tanks.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Okay, but it is possible that the storage tanks could be taken out and relocated.
Well, you know, for almost the value of the property, probably. I don't know. It's really tough. I mean, I was talking to the engineer today, and we were laughing about the fact that this thing could actually, if we did anything to it, it would come up. But, you know,
because it looks like it appears to us there's a lot of wasted space in the back to where the store could be possibly located towards the back.
Not unless we took the pumps out.
And then, well.
Well, you realize that we're talking lots of money if you start touching the pumps.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Probably what the property value.
It appears that you're putting a lot of money into this property with a 5,000 square foot store.
Well, we are. Of course, it's a valuable property, like I said.
How long those pumps been there? Do you ever have those changed? Almost.
We think 35 years.
35 years. Have you ever considered, in this case, get denied and shorten the store up?
Or reconfiguring the tanks?
Do what?
Are the tanks certified periodically?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
We've checked them out real well.
No, we certify them every year, from direct, you know.
I asked the question, the tanks, if we, the case gets denied, or what are you going to do then? So you would consider shortening the building up itself or nothing like that?
Yeah, I don't know if you could do anything else. I really don't. I'm serious about this. I've worked on this thing really hard. I'm not sure there's anything else you can do but what we've done.
Well,
you still know, make the property work.
And I keep hearing you say that. However, it sounds like what you're saying is you can't do anything with this with the existing tanks. But
right.
But
and
you're
I don't want to touch them. I don't want to touch any of that stuff because it gets to be so expensive that the project just sort of goes down.
Well, you, once again, you also said it's a very valuable lot, so.
Well, it is.
So.
Of course. It's not valuable unless you can build on it.
Well, I think the general consensus here, it at least sounds, and I feel that it can otherwise be built on. It's just a matter of, you know, making some changes and perhaps
we're not hurting anything by doing what I've drawn. We're not harming the neighborhood. We're not violating any rules, laws.
As it sits, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not anyway.
As it sits, you aren't. But you're talking about making significant changes to this parcel that will, that could potentially have an adverse effect.
How?
Traffic.
No, we're not touching the traffic. We're actually making the traffic better.
Yeah. Let's step back a minute, if I may. As it is now, or as it was, you had direct access off 24 into under your
lots
canopy
of it, yeah.
And off 5 also. Is that correct?
Lots of it, yeah.
So if I understand you correctly, DelDOT has shut those off.
No, we're shutting them off.
Okay, you're shutting them off.
Right.
But you spoke something to a 0.9 mile.
Yes.
What, wasn't that a DelDOT restriction?
No, that's ABC.
What is ABC?
Alcohol beverage control.
Yeah, the only way we can do this and have them be able to sell liquor here.
Okay, so
it would be to make it like we like I showed you that.
So you're going to start selling alcohol,
right?
I'm not aware that you are now. Are you?
No.
Okay, so that's a change.
Right.
Okay. So is there anything else that would prohibit you from operating the store as it is now?
Now, other than this canopy being illegal? Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm a little confused. If we go back to the drawing, Google.
This is the only one we have.
Oh, okay, yeah, hello, we're there. To the top side of this drawing, yes, that is the east. And so you had stated that that's where the ingress and egress would be from.
I told you wrong.
I was going to say, because the drawing you showed us would be to the left side of that.
There's an access here.
Right there, yes. That's on the drawing you showed us, that's where the access would be.
Yeah, I drew it right on my drawing, but I didn't point right.
So access is going to be into where this concrete is for the underground storage tanks.
Right.
Okay.
You can drive over top of the
tanks,
of course.
So what happens to the parking that's on your drawing?
We'll get our parking, no problem. One of the things is that the store will not have a lot of floor area, actually. I said 5,000 square feet of store, but the actual square feet of the store after you get through putting everything in it, it's going to require about 15 spaces.
They will actually have to go through the site plan process,
right.
And they're going to have to get Fire Marshal, DelDOT, Conservation. They're going to have to get a bunch of approvals if the variances are granted.
But we'll have a more parking than we need, really.
I have no other questions.
I got one other question.
No, wait.
Why are you doing away with the exit on 24?
Same thing. If we had a... Oh, exit.
No, the entrance, excuse me.
Yeah, if we had an entrance on 24, we'd be within 0.9 miles. It's really close.
So you're selling liquor, you mean? That's why?
Yeah.
This is why you're changing everything up so you can start selling liquor?
Yeah.
That's the only reason. And you're making the store bigger for refrigeration units and all that kind of stuff for inside the store for liquor? Okay.
All kinds of things like that. I mean, not just liquor, but a lot.
But so you can't use what you got right now. Sell stuff out of there.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay.
Have you talked to one of? I guess I take it there's some sort of an agreement with your neighbor to be able to access through that way.
They have had that. The agreement forever, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, this store was here long before they were.
Okay. Well, are they aware that there's going to be an increase in the traffic flow from there because you're blocking off the access on 24 and 5?
Are they aware of it?
No, we didn't talk to them yet.
Okay.
Perhaps that's something at the site plan review then. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around this one because when I look at your plans, at least the ones in front of me, and maybe this you can clarify for me. The plan that I have in front of me, the one that says site plan, and I apologize, I don't see a date on it, but I do see your stamp on it, Mr. Clark, has the outline of the new building, and then underneath it has the underground storage tank, which I believe is the concrete pad that you were referring to. And there's a substantial portion of that which appears to be...
Trying to find mine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Let me know when you get there. And it looks, I'm sorry, it looks like it's dated December 21st of 2004. But, I mean, that may not be the date.
Can I come over and look at yours? Huh? I can't find mine.
If you want to come up here, I'll show you. And, board members, I hope that you're looking at the same one that I am. It was in the packet that we had.
The new one?
Yeah, I believe it is. Okay, it's the one with notations on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what I'm looking at here, this is the existing building. The one that says is existing building to be removed. And this dark black line goes around what I believe would be the new building that you're looking here. And then this right here, this box, appears to be the underground storage tank. Is that correct? So you mentioned that you were going to cantilever this over, that part of it.
Right.
But when I look at your internal design plans, I don't see that. Is there... I'm flipping forward a couple, gentlemen. I'm failed to see where it's cantilevering over. Can you? Is there?
Let me see if I can find it.
Sure. And I'm looking at the one that has the internal layout of the store. I believe it was two after the one I just was looking
pretty
at.
Subtle. Yeah.
Okay, the last pump is, this doesn't show the square, but it's like this. And this part right here is going to cantilever over.
Okay, what he's pointing to is on the area that says rear yard east and then side yard east, there's a box there that says retail, and then there appears to be a dark.
Yeah, that's
Is that the part that's cantilevering over?
Yes.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
One.
Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table this case 11,739. I'd like to digest a lot of the information that I've gotten thrown at us tonight, along with the questions that the board have asked. I'd like to consider some of that till the next regular meeting.
Which will be on the 4th.
The 4th?
Yep. April 4th, yep. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, a motion by Mr. Rickard, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we table case number 11,739 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,739 will be tabled till our next regular meeting, which will be on April the 4th. 16.